Hi there, it is week 22 of 52 Weeks of Inspiration. Every time I do one of these messages every week, I always ask myself each day when that it comes time to record this, okay, how, and they're not pre-recorded, by the way, so just so you know, I would love to tell you that I am organized enough that I have pre-recorded, but that is not a thing in my world. Tamara's probably laughing as she listens to this. I ask myself, especially as I'm going through this journey right now with my daughter and her cancer treatments and my family in this ranch, and I ask myself all the time, how the hell am I going to inspire someone else when I myself do not feel inspired sometimes? Like, how do I muster this strength to give, you know, this wisdom or this inspiration to someone else? And I think that in itself is maybe what my message is this week, is that you can be going through your own stuff. And I think that when you're going through your own stuff, no matter what that is, I think that's when you become the best teacher and the best healer and the best giver to other people, because you're able to empathize with others and understand the situation that they may be in. Whether that's financially, mentally, emotionally, physically, or spiritually, you can take a moment and step back and go, oh yeah, I really feel that. I'm really able to embrace that. I'm really able to see that. And so as I inspire you today to be an inspiration to others, to share stories with someone at work that needs to hear them, to open up your mind, your body, your soul to someone else, to listen more intently to someone else this week and really pay attention to what it is that they're trying to say. Because I think sometimes we're just listening to respond instead of listening to love, and there's a difference. And that even though you may think that, oh, I'm not an inspiration, I'm not an authority, you know what? I think that every week. I think, how the hell am I going to inspire you when sometimes I feel like I have my own hot mess going on around me? You know what? I don't think there's anybody in the world that doesn't, you know, at sometimes, maybe I have a little bit more because of the amount of kids I have, but I think at sometimes we're all going through our own shifts and our own hot messes. And it doesn't matter what hot mess you're in, you're always able to inspire, to give, and to guide others. And I hope that you will be able to find it within yourself to do the same for other people this week. Because although I'm here inspiring you, I know that each one of us can be the light or the person that turns on the light switch in other people's lives. I hope you have a great week, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.